Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we're going to have a vocabulary lesson and celebrate 10, yes, 10 birthdays, including that of Phil Butel, who gets his very own entire segment for the first time on the show. I put a new screensaver on my computer at work a while ago, and when the machine goes to sleep, it scrolls words and their definitions across the screen. The vast majority of the words I know, but a word came up the other day with which I was unfamiliar, and that word was pluviophile. P-L-U-V-I-O-P-H-I-L-E. A pluviophile is a lover of rain, or someone who finds joy and peace of mind during rainy days. If you're going to live in Hawaii, you probably ought to be a pluviophile, since on a statewide average, Hawaii gets more rain each year than any other state. And we could certainly use a little rain here in California. Anyway, here's a set of rapidly rotating records for all you pluviophiles out there, beginning with Ben Burney and all the lads.
Doesn't mean a shower. One little dark cloud doesn't mean a storm. If trouble comes to you, don't worry, don't be blue. The sweetest dreams take longest to come true. One little heartache doesn't mean it's broken. One little smile will mend it any time. One little raindrop doesn't mean a shower. And after the rain, the sun is bound to shine. Thank you.
It's never cloudy above, because I'm in love with you. If it rains, who cares? For when I look in your eyes, I'm looking at skies of blue. As long as we're together, the outlook is always clear. Forget about the weather, a rainbow will soon appear. If it rains, who cares? Your smile is sunshine to me, it's heaven to be with you.
Patters on the pane, and we're alone. A chance to while away a dreamy afternoon, a lovely peaceful afternoon. No one can see us. Rain, gee, but it's cozy in the rain. There's no reason to complain. She'll wait for you to hold her hand, and then it's 10 to 1, you kiss her in the rain, rain, rain.
That's just the second time in the history of the show that we've heard from that band, Walter Anderson and his Golden Pheasant Hoodlums with Rain, written by Eugene Ford and recorded in St. Paul, Minnesota around October 27th, 1927. The vocalist was Les Backer, who played banjo and guitar in the band. The group got their name from the Golden Pheasant Cafe, which was located on 6th Street in Minneapolis, and from five sessions, all recorded in St. Paul within 2 months, they produced 15 sides issued on Jeanette. You probably immediately recognize the preceding band as Shep Fields and his rippling rhythm. I would like to have been in the studio to see them record that bubbling sound that opens most of their records, and to find out just what liquid they used. All right, stop with the bubbles. Anyway, that was Jerry Stewart singing If It Rains, Who Cares on that May 2nd, 1938 Bluebird recording. Joe Burke wrote the tune and Edgar Leslie the lyric.
Stop! 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 Enough is too much!
We begin that rainy set with Ben Burney and his orchestra recording in Chicago on February 9, 1931, and One Little Raindrop. Singing that Jack Meskill, Gene Schwartz, and Harry Richman song was Frank Silvano. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. The rest of the show is all birthday tributes, and the first to get spotlighted is Elmer Grosso.
Thank you.
Carson Robison, unfortunately no relation, as far as I know, was born August 4th, 1890. It's hard to find a Carson Robison vocal without Frank Luther, but there's one. Carson Robison singing and whistling his own composition with Charles Dornberger in his orchestra, I'm On My Way Back Home, from May 15th, 1924. Right after this session in New York, the band left for an engagement at the Kansas City Athletic Club in Kansas City, Kansas, about 160 miles from Oswego, Kansas, where Carson Robison was born. Nat D. Ayer was born August 5, 1887, and is best known for his compositions, Oh, You Beautiful Doll, and If You Were the Only Girl in the World. But along with Harry Carleton, he also wrote Oh, How I've Waited for You, which we heard played there by George Olson in his music on January 22, 1926. The vocal trio consisted of Edward Joyce, Fran Fry, and Bob Rice. Born on exactly the same day as Nat D. Ayer, August 5, 1887, was multi-instrumentalist and bandleader Elmer Grosso. He played trumpet and violin and recorded with the Happy Six for Columbia before forming his own Greenwich Village Orchestra, which we heard play side by side with the vocal by Irving Edwards and an unidentified vocal trio. That Jeanette 78 was waxed on April 23, 1923. Other of Grosso's band names were his Versatile Orchestra, his Mount Royal Orchestra, and his Crusaders. Side by Side was composed by Harry M. Woods, with the lyrics by Gus Kahn. Continuing with our birthday salutes, here's Abe Lyman.
Thank you. decided long ago to be. With me, it's what to be. Now make me some suggestions, good or bad, which is the best for me. When you're after fun and laughter, this aggravates you. Some recall the stay of warm, the climate awaits you. If it's naughty to rouge your lips, shake your shoulders and shake your hips. Let a lady confess I want to be best. If it's naughty to vamp the men, sleep each morning after 10, then the answer is yes, I want to be best. This thing of being a good little goody is all very well. What can you do when you're loaded with plenty of hell? And bigger when you're learning what lips are for. And it's naughty to ask for more. Let a lady confess I want to be bad.
She was born Helen Claire Schroeder on August 4, 1904 in the Bronx, but you know her better as Helen Kane, the Boop Boop Badoop girl. We heard her there on January 30, 1929 with I Want to Be Bad from the musical Follow Through, which also included Button Up Your Overcoat, and Helen also recorded that the same day. The music was composed by Ray Henderson and the words were penned by Lou Brown and Buddy DeSilva. And by the way, today is the birthday, if you will, of Betty Boop, who made her debut in Max Fleischer's talker tune, Dizzy Dishes. Helen Kane was preceded by that debonair man about town, Harry Richman, who was born Harold Reichman this very day, August 10th, in 1895 in Cincinnati, Ohio. He was a professional entertainer by age 18 when he changed his name. In addition to being a singer, actor, dancer, comedian, pianist, bandleader, and nightclub performer, he was also a composer, as evidenced by that recording of Will You Remember Me, which he wrote with Joseph Santley. It was performed there by Fred Waring's Pennsylvanians. Like Harold Reichman, Abraham Simon also changed his name when he got into the music business, becoming Abe Lyman. Abe Lyman was born August 4, 1897 in Chicago. His recording career began with a session in September of 1922 for the Nordskog label, but he recorded exclusively for Brunswick from 1923 to 1935. We heard Sleepy Baby by Abe Lyman's California Orchestra, recording in Chicago on July 27, 1928. The band recorded it twice, once as a vocal with Phil Neely, and again as an instrumental destined for sale in Germany. Recording instrumental versions for sale abroad was a common practice at the time, not only for Abe Lyman, but for lots of other bands as well. That may very well have been one of only two recordings there are of Sleepy Baby. It's the only one listed in American Dance Bands on Record, and British Dance Bands on Record lists only one recording by Alan Selby, made about 4 months later in London. Alan Selby led a band at Frascati's restaurant on Oxford Street in London from 1927 to 1929, and the name of the band was Alan Selby and his Frascatians. or I suppose it could be frescations. Take your pick. If anyone knows for sure, please let me know. Frascati's must have been quite the place, because the Omar Khayyam Club, founded in 1893 by Clement Shorter, George Whale, and Frederick Hudson, used to have two dinners a year at Frascati's, and the Freemasons' Lodge met there as well. Frascati's was in business until at least 1941. I'm Glenn Robison, and I dare you to name another vintage music radio program anywhere on the planet where you're going to get that kind of vital information other than right here on Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every week, but available 24/7 on demand, anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast. He was originally slated to have just one record played on this show, but this next segment is devoted entirely to American pianist, songwriter, composer, author, and bandleader Phil Boutelje, B-O-U-T-E-L-J-E, born August 6, 1895 in Philadelphia. He received formal musical education at the Philadelphia Music Academy and was a military bandmaster during World War I. Following the war, he played piano in several jazz groups and in 1922 for Nick Lucas. In the early 20s, he directed the Silver Slipper Orchestra, which recorded at least 8 issued sides for Columbia, and later he joined the Paul Whiteman Orchestra as a pianist and arranger. Boutelje joined ASCAP in 1930 and became the musical director for Paramount Pictures and United Artists Studios, composing for films, often on an uncredited basis, although he did receive 2 Academy Award nominations, one in 1939 for The Great Victor Herbert, and in 1943 for High Diddle Diddle. Phil Boutelje died at his Woodland Hills, California home on July 29, 1979. Here's his most well-known composition.
Thank you.
Ed Lloyd and his orchestra. Ed Lloyd, with one L, being one of a number of pseudonyms for Wallace T. Ed Kirkaby, manager of the California Ramblers, and this orchestra was largely made up of members of the Ramblers. That was I Love You, Believe Me, I Love You, The Dream of My Heart, recorded for OK on November 11, 1929. The vocal was by Smith Ballou and two others who are unidentified. Phil Boutelge composed the music, and the lyricists were Ruby Cowan and Philip Bartholomew. Last time I played that song was by Rudy Valley, who recorded it for Victor on the very same day. Before that, we heard Jerome Kern's In Love with Love, introducing Once in a Blue Moon, performed on December 3, 1923 by the Silver Slipper Orchestra. So what does that have to do with Phil Boutelge? Well, if you remember from the intro to this segment, Phil Boutelge directed the Silver Slipper Orchestra, which may have been a unit of the Meyer Davis Organization. In Love with Love was preceded by Nat Shulkret and the Victor Orchestra with a charming little tune, Lonesome Little Doll. We heard an instrumental version, but there are words which were written, as with I Love You, Believe Me, I Love You, by Ruby Cowan. That recording is from November 21st, 1929, and the label includes the statement from Public's review, Snap Into It. According to longtime listeners Bob Burchard and Jim Dawson, both researchers at the American Film Institute, Snap Into It was a Publix Theater's traveling prologue. Prologues were short live stage show productions that were presented in movie theaters before the main feature was shown, and are the subject of the 1933 James Cagney, Joan Blondell, Ruby Keeler, and Dick Powell picture, Footlight Parade. Step Into It was devised and staged by Jack Partington. And a great big thank you to Bob and Jim for their help with that information. We started off our tribute to Phil Boutelge with Gene Cardos and his orchestra and China Boy, written by Boutelge and Richard Winfrey in 1922. It didn't become a hit until Paul Whiteman's 1929 recording. Cardos's rendition is from August 27, 1931. For this final segment of the show, we've got three more birthdays, starting with that of Gene Buck.
Thank you. Who do you love? Who are you thinking of? No fooling. No fooling. Who do you miss? When it's time to kiss, no fooling. I wonder who you really think you'll marry. Don't blunder with some Tom or Dick or Harry. No fooling. Take me instead, but after we're wed, no fooling.
My dove, got no time since I'm a Geraldine. Got no time for any other queen. Got no time for anyone else but Geraldine. Since we met, I've gone off my nut. You can bet she's got nothing but that, this, those, them, that Geraldine. I've arranged to take her home to my mother, doo-doo-doo-doo, but I'm afraid to introduce her to my own brother. Cause all day long we watch a cha-cha-cha, nothing wrong with watch a cha-cha-cha. Got no time for anyone else but Geraldine. Got no time for anything else but... Oh, I got no time for... Got no time for anything else but...
above the world. We're not too proud to cling together. We're strong as long as we're together. Alone together, the blinding rain, starless night, we're not in vain, for we're together, and what is there to fear together? Our love is as deep as the sea.
Composer, arranger, violinist, and conductor Victor Young was born August 8, 1900, in Chicago. We heard him directing a large studio orchestra in New York on Alone Together, written by Dietz and Schwartz for the revue Flying Colors, their fourth in just 3 years. The vocalist on that September 17, 1932 Brunswick recording was Frank Munn. Abraham Finkelstein was born August 6, 1888, in Philadelphia. You know him better as Arthur Fields, whose very prolific recording career spanned from 1914 into the 1940s, often under pseudonyms. We heard him on a February 9, 1929 Banner 78 under his own name, singing and directing Arthur Fields and the Noodlers on Geraldine, Got No Time for Anyone Else. Gene Buck was born August 8, 1885 in Detroit and studied art at the Detroit Art Academy. He started out as an illustrator of sheet music, creating thousands of covers for Jerome Remick, but by 1910 he was writing lyrics, and in 1914 he had to give up illustration because of failing vision. His first song hit was Daddy Has a Sweetheart and Mother Is Her Name, one of about 500 songs he wrote. We heard one of the more popular ones, No Foolin', with music by George Hanley. It was performed there by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra on March 25, 1926. The vocal trio was Louis James, Franklin Bauer, and Elliot Shaw, 75% of the Revelers. Whiteman did record No Foolin' with all of the Revelers, including founder and bass Wilford Glenn, about a month and a half later on May 10, 1926. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.